I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. NASA is trying to sell the historic Launch Complex 39A at the Kennedy Space Center in California, and two billionaire-backed space ventures are vying for it. One is Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, the other Elon Musk's SpaceX, based in California. Joining us to talk about this, Alan Boyle, science editor at NBCNews.com. Thanks so much for stopping by, Alan.
Thank you, Ross.
So why the competition for this launch pad? Is there something special about Launch Complex 39A?
Yeah, it's in Florida. It's one of the Kennedy Space Center pads. It's where the first shuttle and the last shuttle mission were launched. And before that, it was used for the Saturn missions to the moon. So it's got a lot of history behind it. And so now with the shuttle gone, NASA figures that they only need one pad. There are actually two of these pads, which is an important part of this story, 39A, 39B. 39B is going to be for the next generation rocket that NASA is developing, and that means 39A could be up for grabs.
So we've got these two companies, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin and Elon Musk's SpaceX, vying for it. How are they matching up in this competition?
Oh, boy. It's really got some interesting ironies to it. SpaceX used to be seen as this maverick company taking on the big guys. Now SpaceX has had a lot of success, and they're due to launch another mission just in the next couple of weeks. And they are suddenly kind of one of the favored companies, doing a lot of great things, resupplying the space station. Blue Origin is the one backed by Jeff Bezos, and they play their cards close to the vest. They've been working on space flight for, gosh, a decade or more, but you don't hear too much about it. I think Jeff wants to keep it on the QT because he doesn't want to spoil what's happening with Amazon stock.
Well, you were telling me, like, the public's really jumping into this. There are Florida congressmen who are weighing in on behalf of SpaceX.
Yeah. So SpaceX had, it looked like they were going to have the deal to have this launch pad, and they would use it exclusively for their own launches, and they've got a lot of launches coming up. Then Blue Origin jumps into the fray and says, hey, wait a minute, we want to use this as a multi-user launch pad, and anyone can come and launch their rockets. We'll just manage it. And so some congressmen said, well, that sounds pretty good. We don't want to give it just to one operation. We want to give it to someone who can run it so that a lot of people can use it. And so Patty Murray and some senators from Louisiana and Oklahoma jumped in and wrote a letter saying, yeah, we think this is a great idea to have a multi-user launch pad. That's what Blue Origin wants to do. But on the other hand, you've got these Florida congressmen who say, we don't want to slow down the process. We think that NASA is working on this deal with SpaceX. It sounds like a good deal. Gets it off the taxpayers' back. Let's go ahead and let NASA take care of it. But Blue Origin has filed a protest saying, we want to make sure that the rules of the game are fair.
Well, anytime Congress gets involved, it's going to turn into a big,
messy
battle,
yeah,
but just about anything these days. And are they going to be making the final decision? Does NASA have to pay attention to what our senator or Florida congressman say about this?
Well, right now, the senators and the congressmen are kind of supporting players in this drama. It's really up to NASA to decide. But when Blue Origin filed its protest, it goes to the Government Accountability Office. And so they have 100 days to rule on the protest. And so NASA was hoping to get rid of this pad basically by October 1st. Now that's not going to happen. It could be December or later before a decision is made.
Alan Boyle, science editor at NBCNews.com, is talking about Launch Complex 39A at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. A couple of billionaire-backed space ventures are vying for it. One, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin right here, and Elon Musk's SpaceX. So it sounds like there's a lot of considerations going into this. You'd think that NASA, with its financial problems, would just put it up to the highest bidder and see where these two billionaires go. They could certainly fill their coffers.
Yeah, well, with this sort of deal, it's not as if NASA is going to get that much money out of it. It kind of goes into the government rules of what NASA can and cannot do as a public organization, but it does. It's really more about, it's about more than just a billionaire battle. It's about what the future of spaceflight is going to look like. Is it going to be one of the allies for Blue Origin is United Launch Alliance, which is kind of the Bigfoot. the big player in this industry. SpaceX is the up and comer, and so you've really got an interesting commercial battle going on. And so this is something that's unheard of in the space industry.
And of course, the larger picture here is kind of NASA's move to privatize space travel. It's getting out of the business, and that's the opening that these people have kind of jumped into to do these services for NASA. It's such an interesting turn.
As a matter of fact, just today, just this morning, a new player, Orbital Sciences, launched their first mission to the space station, a resupply mission. It's an unmanned capsule with cargo on it. It's called the Cygnus. But here's another player in the commercial space race.
Is this going to save NASA money? Will it be able to do what it was doing with all government money by using these private contractors?
That's the idea. If it works out, NASA will be freed up to go beyond Earth orbit, to go and explore the universe the way that we always think about it when we hear the Star Wars music. But, you know, with the market, it doesn't always work out the way you plan it.
And are these billionaires think they're going to make money on this? Not that Jeff Bezos needs money, and I think Elon Musk is doing pretty well too, but are these companies considered to be up-and-coming businesses?
Yes. SpaceX and Elon Musk say that they're making money already on launch contracts, and that's the idea, that they can do it cheaper, better, and make a profit while they're doing it. So that's the grand dream. There are some skeptics who are saying that it's not going to be as rosy as everyone thinks, but it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the months and the years to come.
Yeah, any idea on when we'll see a final decision on Launch Complex 39A?
Unless they work out a deal that satisfies both billionaires, it's probably going to be at least December. And then we'll have to see, who benefits from the process that's put in place.
We'll have you back to talk about it.
All right. That's a deal.
Alan Boyle, science editor at NBCNews.com, talking about NASA selling a historic launch complex at the Kennedy Space Center and the two billionaires who are vying for it. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.